Sir, do I know my past life? As far as some recollections are concerned, no, I never had any recollections like that. So in that sense, no paranormal knowing. But to some extent, our mind is a template for understanding who we were and who we will be. When we go from one body to another, it is not just the soul that goes. The soul goes with the mind. So the soul goes with the mind, that means all of us, we have certain inclinations. I was in London, I was giving a talk on reincarnation, and for that program, two twins had come. And those two twins, they were what is called as identical twins, or in more scientific terminology, it's monozygotic twins. That means when the sperm and the egg unite, one zygote is formed, and then that one zygote splits into two. And then they're two. So they are not just similar, they are identical, 100% identical. And yet, they're two different persons. Now, why is that? So, it is because although genetically they are identical, still spiritually they are distinct, they are individual. So their spiritual individuality, and they have a mind, soul has come from different pathways into that realm. So their mind has different impressions. So they say one of us is extrovert, the other is introvert. So that's because they are different. So the so I am giving this example to illustrate that. So there is no biological reason for being such a radical difference in personality between these two people. So if somebody is introvert in this life, that means they can understand in a broad way that they must have cultivated some introvert tendencies in their previous life. Somebody is extrovert in this life, that means they have cultivated that kind of tendencies. So by broadly looking at our mind, looking at our natural like, looking at our inclinations, we can get some indication of what we were in a previous life. But it's interesting that, although as I said, we may feel it would be fascinating if I know my previous life. But without philosophical understanding, it doesn't lead to really transformation. Mm. One of the celebrity cases of reincarnation, which I have not included in my book because it was a celebrity case, is basically there was a ship Titanic, which was one of the main designers for that ship was a person named Thomas Andrews. And he was on the board of Titanic when it died. And then he was blamed for its faulty design. And this Thomas Andrews reincarnated as William Barnes. And he remembered many precise details of how the what all events happened when the Titanic sank. And not only that, he actually explained scientifically how was it that a ship that was so strongly designed, which when it was made was advertised that a ship that even God can't sink. Now how did it sink? So he explained that. He said that when he had been testing the ship at one time, he took a hammer and just hit it. And when he hit it, at one point, a loud resonance happened. And yet at some other points, he said that when resonance didn't happen so much. At some specific points, it happened. And he said that this is very dangerous. He said we need to thicken the hull of the ship so that the resonance will not happen. But the other person, the main financier and the more of the black, he said, no, we don't have time for this, just forget it. And then that black, he survived the Titanic sinking and he laid the whole blame on Andrews. So William Barnes, he gave the whole theory explaining how Titanic sank, and from his facts, many neutral observers concluded that he was a reincarnation. But why I'm telling the whole story is, when William Barnes was asked, so if you are the reincarnation of Thomas Andrews, what does it mean for you? He says, the mission of my life is to clear the good name of Thomas Andrews. There's no spiritual inclination at all. Oh, Thomas Andrews was maligned. I have to now clear his good name. So, you know, whether we remember our past lives or not, that will not transform our life as much as whether we philosophically assimilate a spiritual conception of life. That's why if somebody remembers the past life, that's fine. But that's not as important as whether we truly understand the meaning of life in this life. So, anyway.